Yep. Book it. Guarantee it. Lock it up. Throw away the key. Oh, my God.
I did my part. My intel was correct, y'all. Now the result, I had nothing to do with. It was 9-3 in the ninth inning. What I felt and saw happen, they just didn't close it. Evan, that is something I'll never forget, man.
That was a Philadelphia 76ers trust the process prediction by Guru.
Everything,
you're right, was rooted in what should have gone down. From three home runs, Devers a third in a row.
Dude.
Vitello finally loses it a little bit. And the Giants have a chance to do something they haven't done all year. A sweep. And then absolute carnage unfolds at Oracle Park. We had like three different people, by the way, from KCBS that were at that game. All of them could not believe it. The only one who did, who I was talking to right before the show,
yeah,
was the great Tim Jordan. He was looking at him. He said, "Who's our sponsor again? Kalshi,
yeah,
the prediction market." Mm-hmm. Said, "Yeah." He goes, "Okay." When they went down 9-3 in the ninth inning,
Let me get this straight: 9-3,
okay, not 10, but 9-3. He looks at me and he says, "I wish I would have had Kalshi, because that is what the Giants have done to people, and that's what yesterday did, Goo, to me." There are not a lot of people that are still watching this baseball team. Not a lot of my friends, even the ones that grew up and love Giants baseball. But yesterday, a few of them tuned in again because
Norm and I were in the garage.
They had a chance to win three in a row, something that ain't happened a whole lot this year. And what the Giants did yesterday, before you and I could even get home, they did has never happened in the history of their franchise. They blew a 6-run lead in the ninth inning.
Evan, I'll just ask you this. I still hadn't gotten over it. I went and watched it back, and I'm pissed off at you because you're a hater, and the reason that happened is because you went against my bet, and that's why that happened. And I'm keeping it real.
So this is on me.
This is on you, to me. But, Evan, where were you at when it was 9-3 and you said, Guru got me? And then when you found out it was 10-9, like, walk us through that real time.
Well, I had some stuff to do after the show, you know, cut up a few pieces of sound. And then I thought it was, I think it was 6-3. It was before the 3-run bomb.
I'm like, it's a wrap.
And so I decided to go to the gym, and I'm not watching the game, not really paying attention. And then I get a text. As, by the way, I was talking to one of our friends from the old ship who I found out works out on 24-Hour Fitness.
Who?
Neither here nor there. Our guy Manny. But
Manny was hitting iron?
Yeah, he's pretty strong.
Seriously?
He's throwing up some weight. I'm not going to lie.
Man.
Made me feel small. But I'm talking to him, and I get a text from Daryl the Guru Johnson that says, Jesus Christ.
I was in panic mode.
At that point, I didn't know that the Reds had come back yet. I thought, all right, well, you know, probably they made
runners
it a game.
Second and third.
Maybe it's 9-6 or 9-7. They're threatening.
Man.
No. They scored 7 runs in the ninth, and they won 10-9.
I'll ask you this.
I've never seen anything like that.
Well, we saw the flip side. It was just Eldridge hitting a walk-off homer, but that thing's put to bed.
Well, that's true.
Because we had another funeral. Listen, was that rock bottom? Because to me, before you answer, like I always do, Evan, rock bottom was the trade deadline. When you knew you weren't adding and you were selling a rise and whatnot. So to me, I think the worst of this season has happened. But as far as embarrassing or just, are you kidding me? That was it yesterday. The fact that you're the last team in MLB to sweep and you had a 9-3 lead, this is not Little League. Suarez comes up there. Evan, I could have hit that pitch out. Like, Smith, what are you doing? And Evan, duck! That's the Hector Rodriguez home run he hit. Evan, that ball just came. That might be the furthest home run ball I've ever seen. Evan, that thing almost went to the yoon.
Dude, he cleared the kayaks so far that they weren't even in the frame.
I had to hear their announcer call. He goes, he destroyed that ball.
The great John Sadak.
Evan, wow.
That thing was a missile.
It's a McGovey.
He hit
statue.
It like 116 miles an hour.
I'm laughing because that's all you can do. But I'll tell you this now. I'm letting it all out. Forget the bet. if you want to get rid of Devers, and I kind of was there from a personal standpoint, but forget all that. What are you using them for if you're this far off? This is so bad. What are the 35, 40 homers, 100 RBIs going to give this team? They got this is bad, Evan. This is embarrassing. And Tony Vitello, hey, man, look, I was going to leave you alone, but I'm sick and tired. If you do understand when you get ran, you get up in the ump's face. Let him feel your spit. He went like a tennis match, stopped at the net. Hey, you know what? I don't like the mother strike. No, Tony, you got to get in his grill. Let him smell your breath. I couldn't stand Tony. Hey, get off of my lawn. And then you're like, hey, look at that fire. Get in his face, Tony. I couldn't. Like, that bothered me. Tony, know how to get ran. Get in his face. Spit on him. That's what they do. And Tony went, no, no, no. I'm going to stop at the net. You know what? Why does that stuff bother me? Evan, get your money's worth. Stopped on the lawn. No, get in his grill. And then turned around and walked out. I go, even that was weak.
Well, first
Lord
of all,
help me.
He clearly lit a fire under him. They had a 6-run lead. You know, actually, what they were missing in the ninth inning was Tony Vitello. That's a clear reminder of Jace Tingler and why he's no longer a manager in the major league.
Oh, my gosh, man.
That was a cheap shot. But the other part is, too, I think what sticks with me more is the picture, the still frame of Tony Vitello with his hat backwards at the podium after the game.
Yeah, he looked haggard,
he
man.
He still had to go back and talk about it after not being able to do anything
because
he got ran. Also, I think the Giants broadcast had a lot of it bleeped out. He may not have got his money's worth
go ahead, I'm going to be quiet. You know, I know where you're going.
In terms of human germs being put on an umpire. He cursed up a storm.
I heard it. They had to bleep, bleep, bleep. But, Evan, they got a game tonight.
They got him a bleeping bleeper.
They got a game tonight.
Yeah, they do. They play the Astros.
Diamondbacks.
Oh,
did that come out on air?
Was that a burp?
I thought something came out. Evan, what happened?
That was like the Giants' ninth inning. This is from the 415. Rock bottom. I didn't think the Giants could get more pathetic, but yesterday I still can't believe it. That's...
Their bullpen, he was just throwing. It was like Little League.
Well, that's what makes no sense about it because, so, first two games of the series, what's going to get lost in all this, Goof? People only remember this game and how bad the bullpen was.
No, I remember the first two.
The first two games, the bullpen was incredible. They gave up one run in 13 and two-thirds innings because both their starting pitchers blew out their elbow. So, they were awesome until they weren't. And just like the rest of this team, if I'm going to seriously try to put into words what I saw yesterday. To me, that's the kind of loss that makes the diehards tune out. Yeah. There are still people that are going to games.
Only 24,000, though, for the Giants. That's kind
of
small.
That is small, but that's still a decent amount of people. Right. Like, those are the people that love baseball. Those are the people that bleed orange and black. And I'm not saying that those that have stopped watching or that have been hurt so much by the Giants that season don't love the Giants. But there's a lot of people we've talked to, whether it's out in the streets, at the cafeteria, they're done with the Giants. Mark Willard looked up at the TV yesterday and said, I don't know half the guys in the lineup. And he loves the Giants. But the people that are still watching, that's the kind of game yesterday that makes those people not want to watch anymore. And
man,
I understand.
The Bivens, Smiths, the Foleys of the world, the Walkers, it's just, I mean, I get it. Had you won the game yesterday, we'd be saying, it's your first sweep. No playoffs, but not only did Cincinnati, who I said was lifeless, and my intel was right, Evan, just the ninth inning wasn't, not only did they come back, they didn't just tie it, Evan. They took the lead on a Bad News Bears play at first base when the Cincinnati's bunting, and the Giants just, it was him. I'll say this, not rock bottom, because I think we're past that just with the season, but that was the most embarrassing loss yesterday by far. How can it not be, partner?
Well, and I don't mean to make. Yeah. I don't mean to add insult to injury, but did you see what the Reds did after the game?
No, I did not.
They waived the guy who hit the grand slam, Eugenio Suarez.
Yes,
they got rid of him.
Just think about that.
They waived two players after a game, which they came back from down 6 runs in the ninth inning. They said we won too many games in this series. We got to let some of these guys go.
Could you imagine the real gamblers in Vegas that might have had the run line or the money line on the Giants? Let's just pour some out for those people. Can you believe? And they're up. You just counting that money or probably, yeah, like this shirt. Oh, go ahead and give me those shoes. Spit in your brand thinking you got it because your team's up 9-3. And they.
It's not technically a cover because there's no spread. But that might have been the greatest backdoor win of my entire life.
Oh,
I'm not going to lie to you.